已请发。重建及优化黄竹坑康体设施擬議的发展范围。康体及地区设施文件六斜线2022号。好欢迎以下部门代表出席会议，参与议程法的讨论。发展局高级城市规划师跃动港岛南黄永德先生。康乐及文化事务处高级行政主任策划事务二周敏敏女士，高级行政助理策划事务二何丽君女士，卫生署医生应急准备及地区关系四梁丽君医生，食物及卫生局高级经理地区健康中心 B 廖物贤女士，以及运输署工程师南区一谭思维先生。在这里有请康乐及文化事务处简介有关的文件。
是多谢主席和各位委员的。那我们今天就来到这里就介绍一下我们重建及优化黄竹坑康乐体育设施的发展范围的。咁呢個發展計劃咧，就係承接住咧之前咧，其實我哋都有同個區議會講過嘅，就係重建香港仔運動場啦，同埋改建南區北玉江泳池呢兩個工程計劃嘅。咁我首先講下重建香港仔運動場啦。咁咧，其實呢一個工程計劃咧，我哋喺2017至到2020年期間咧，我哋已經就住一地多用呢個政策咧，就同好多唔同嘅政府部門啦，同埋局方咧，去商議發展範圍嘅。而咧期間咧，我哋定緊發展嘅內容咧，就希望去諮詢南區區議會嘅。而另外一方面咧，我相信咧委員同埋主席咧都唔會忘記啦。北玉江游泳池咧，我哋其實咧喺好近期的2019年3月和2019年的12月呢，都諮詢過南區區議會，就是將南區區議會將北玉江泳池裡面一個副池改建為室內暖水池和一些優化的計劃的。咁其實嗰一個工程，北玉江游泳池呢個工程咧，其實當時已經獲得南區區議會嘅支持，而我哋咧都提交咗俾立法會公務小組咧去審議嘅。咁與此同時咧，去到2020年嘅時候咧，施政報告咧就宣布咗躍動港島南嘅計劃，而之後咧發展局咧喺2021年2月咧就成立咗躍動港島南辦事處。咁有關嘅進工作咧，一陣間我哋會有請發展局嘅同事咧再交代一下嘅。咁其實躍動港島南辦事處咧都曾經兩次咧都嚟過南區區議會咧介紹過佢哋工作嘅範圍啦同埋方向嘅。咁咧而因為躍動港島南咧，佢哋咧就會整合咗黃竹坑同埋香港仔一帶嘅政府用地啦，同埋我哋康體設施嘅將來嘅發展。咁所以咧，我哋咧就將頭先我所講嗰兩個工程計劃啦，咁就一拼過去重新考慮，而咧就今日咧嚟區議會咧嘅呢個介紹嘅。咁喺文件6/2022號呢個文件裏面咧，其實我都詳列咗頭先我所講嗰幾個現時嘅康樂及文化事務處嘅康體設施嘅，包括仲有啲咩項目啦，同埋喺佢哋位置喺邊度嘅。咁我再重複一次啦，有香港仔運動場啦、黃竹坑體育館、黃竹坑游泳池、黃竹坑遊樂場同埋北玉江游泳池呢四個項目嘅。咁喺個文件裏面咧，我哋都詳述咗咧。嚟緊我哋咧個發展方向嘅，我哋咧嚟緊就會將頭先所講喺海洋公園路分隔嘅兩幅用地咧，我哋就分翻開第一階段同埋第二階段兩個階段去發展。咁第一個階段咧，我哋會包括康文署嘅一啲體育館啦，同埋室內嘅康體設施。建築署、路政署嘅工場啦，其實係原址重建嘅，因為建築署同埋路政署咧，而家喺現址咧都有佢哋嘅工場喺度嘅。咁有運輸署嘅公眾停車場啦，同埋咧食物環境衞生署喺業發街嘅公廁，我哋都會喺第一階段重置嘅。咁而第一階段我哋都包括埋咧業發街個公園嘅。咁另外咧，去到第二階段咧，我哋都有康文署嘅一啲户外嘅康體設施啦，包括一個運動場啦，同埋一啲硬地足球場嘅一啲天然草地足球場嘅， 亦都有人造草地足球场。另外咧，都包括运输署嘅公众停车场啦，同埋咧食卫局同埋运输署一啲地区健康中心同埋长者健康中心嘅。咁我哋今日咧就住我哋呢一个发展意向咧，就想咨询南区区议会各位主席同埋委员嘅意见啦。咁我哋之后咧就会按照我哋既定程序咧，就委托建筑署展开技术可行性研究。而咧，我哋会如果我哋喺适时嘅时候咧，亦都会再咨询南区区议会意见嘅。多谢主席。咁我哋请发展局嘅同事。
唔该，黄生。
系多谢主席。咁啊，唔该 Sophie 啦。咁咧就正如文件同埋头先 Sophie 所讲啦，咁其实约同广东南办事处咧喺旧年九月嘅时候咧，就住概念总纲计划 1.0 咧，就咨询经济发展同埋规划事务委员会啦。咁当时咧都有提及过呢个一地多用嘅项目咧，系包括黄竹坑嘅康体设施。咁咧就當其時其實委員都希望了解更加多，即係呢個項目，即係會有啲咩設施啊咁樣。咁其實今日咧就正正係即係相關嘅部門咧就為大家提供多啲資料咁樣。咁講翻呢個項目本身咧，其實就頭先阿 Sophie 好都簡要咁樣提及過裏面會包括嘅發展範圍同埋一啲設施啦。咁我哋其實都見到呢一個其實即係絕對係一個即係唔係咁簡單嘅項目嚟。咁成個項目嗰個目的咧，其實就係希望能夠喺即係優化而家嘅現有嘅一啲康體嘅設施啦，咁令到佢達到一個現代化嘅標準。咁同時間咧，我哋都希望能夠咧藉住呢個機會咧，使用呢一個用地咧，係去提供翻一啲咧即係當區咧係需要嘅一啲設施。咁所以咧，即係見到個項目裏面咧，除咗話原有嘅一個一啲運動場啦、體育館啦，咁仲有包括講游泳池啦，咁佢哋嗰個水準會得到即係會比現時去提升之外咧，咁喺呢個項目裏面咧，亦都係會建議咧係設有一個公眾停車場咧，同埋一啲健康中心咁樣。咁配合約動港島南計劃下面呢個改善環境嘅措施咧，咁我哋咧亦都係建議咧係將業發街嘅而家嘅一個公廁啦，同埋一啲露天嘅咪標位嘅，咁即係文件裏面附件二嘅左手邊嘅位置咧，咁嗰度嘅即係啲公廁同埋露天嘅咪標位咧，去重置喺呢個項目入面。咁而騰空出嚟嘅地方咧，其實將來就可以發展成一個休憩處啦。咁咧就服務翻附近啦，即係黃竹坑商貿區尤其攞即係裏邊工作啊，或者係去往來嘅一啲市民。咁就呢個項目咧，如果能夠順利去進行嘅話咧，係相信咧一定會為當區咧係帶嚟好多好處。咁我哋都希望咧係得到委員嘅支持嘅
嚇。大致上
補充係咁樣嚇。
好，唔該。跟住係好，請問各位委員有啲咩意見？司馬文議員。
Yeah, so I mean, we have agreed that this is going to happen. I think there is, so I don't think that's the issue. But when I look at this paper, I find it very hard to be a good counselor. I don't see like two columns. I'm trying to make my own two columns and comparing the lists. So I find it very difficult to read this paper and say, okay, I support, because I don't feel comfortable with what I see. So you have to help me so I can help you.And I like to see a very clear list. Okay, what are the facilities we have today? What are the new facilities we're going to get? And then side by side. So I'm trying to say, okay, 6-lane Renesec, okay, we're going to have an 8-lane. Okay, 11-side natural turf, okay, we're going to have phase two, we'll have an 11-side natural turf. Okay, 2 basketball court, 2 volleyball court, 8 badminton, 1 multi-activity room. I don't see we get a new one. But I see the word sports center. But maybe sports center includes all those facilities. I don't know. So for me...As a councillor, to be responsible to the public, I cannot give an approval based on this paper, because I think you have to be more clear what we're going to get, what we're going to lose, what we're going to get, and then the time between. So if some sites are going to be closed, so I see some sites are going to be lost for a period of time, because you close them and then you have to redevelop and then they open up again. So there will be facilities will not be available for some time. Is there then an interim solution?Because I just come out of quarantine, and I live in the Overlaw Hotel, So every day I look through the pictures, and every day I see people trading, and my mummies and daddies and school teachers and kids. I see, you know, where are they going to go? So I think we need more of a plan to be comfortable that one, we get the facilities, and two is then what? How do we do with the interim situation? How do we manage that? So to me, that's very important. Then I see that new is a skate park. Exciting. So we have something that doesn't exist yet in the area, and that's new. So it's great. So, but I think it must be made much more clearer what we're going to lose, what we're going to get, what's the gap between closure and opening, and what will be done in the interim for the schools and the people that use those facilities. So I think we need a clear plan. So that's one. Two, I think it's fantastic we have this big, huge community facility, and we include a lot of the facilities for all the different government departments who all have many demands. But my worry is that the street level interface becomes car park entrance, service entrance, and we're going to end up with an ugly building that is very industrial, hard walls to the outside instead of a soft interface of shops and excitement of people sitting outside in life. Most of these buildings tend to become very clumsy buildings, these large swimming pool complexes. So can we, in the design of these buildings, make sure that the ground level interface all around these becomes a very exciting interface, rather than, you know, because the risk is, if all these government departments all have their own entrances for their own trucks, that we're ending up this with big, what looks like a car park. And that will be such a shame for this area. So those are my two major concerns. And but you have my support with the project. But I'd like to see more information. Thank you, Chair.
好，唔该，梁俊议员。
多谢主席。首先我系非常之即系开心咯，睇到呢个计划。咁啊，都好多期盼喺入边嘅。咁啊，几样嘢即系纯粹问下，得到多啲资讯咯。第一件事是講了個車位先，我看到兩個 Phase 1、2都有公眾停車場，是一個什麼模式來的？即是大約是你想著是怎樣做？是在旁邊、在下面還是怎樣？大概你計劃的目標是多少個車位？還有我就看到第二計劃，即是 Phase 2那裡，第二階段那裡還會有火車、旅遊巴泊位這樣，咁其實會有大約幾多個車位你哋預計目標呢？點解我咁問呢？我都講返先，因為我都好怕呢，到時呢啲車位其實又唔係真係好多，跟住啲車又泊曬喺側邊，咁圍住個圈嗰度，本身已經一個好繁忙嘅交通網嚟嘅。咁我哋係絕對唔希望計劃嘅成功令佢帶嚟更多嘅交通負擔。第二樣嘢就係想問一下嗰啲球場呢，我見到有啲人造組球場啊，天然草地球場啊，五人硬地足球場，這些球場裏面我調回轉問，有沒有一個或者有沒有數個是不合乎現在我們的國際規格的？即有沒有一些，因為我們現在太多球場是很古靈精怪的，那些即有些是闊到整個正方形， 有沒有一些是不合規格？還是你就千萬不要跟我說全部都不合規格了最好。然後第三個問題就是，我見到話有個休憩用地咧，就係本身喺業發街嘅用地。嗰休憩用地嘅形式係點樣嘅？係咪係即係好似天馬南出面嗰啲俾人哋散下步啊、行下，定係你又擺啲做下掌上壓定唔知 lift up 嗰啲嘢喺度？係邊一種模式嚟嘅呢度？因為嗰個係一個好門面嘅位嚟噶嘛，我哋都想呢個計劃係睇落去，即係另一方面講 fancy 啲啦、靚啲啦。咁啊，最後一個問題就係，我想問你嘅建築咧，喺今次嘅計劃入邊咧，因為好少見呢啲咁大型嘅計劃，一地多用嘅配合埋躍動港島南啦，會唔會有特別嘅設計啊？即係會唔會係定係我哋建翻嗰啲運動場啊，或者嗰啲體育館都係以前我哋建開嗰啲體育館，定係會你哋會諗有啲包裝合乎翻個即係我哋個 theme 啊，靚少少啊，即係咁隔離都高尚住宅啦，又多謝主席。
好，唔該，我都有啲問題嘅。咁頭先問咗嗰、那個停車位嗰啲，我就唔再問啦。咁我想問一問咧，而家其實都我對呢一個計劃咧，我覺得就即係非常之好嘅，因為我哋地又唔多啦，一地多用咧，其實呢啲設施咧，對我哋南區嚟講咧，其實都改善咗我哋好多一啲設施嘅。咁我想了解一下咧，而家講第 B 的第三點呢，食物及衛生局衛生署那邊呢，就會將會是有個南區地區健、康健中心和重置這個現時位於香港仔的長者中心和西營盤這些長者、健康外展分隊的辦事處。我想問呢，譬如這些設施呢，是會在設施在這個範圍裡面的佔個比例的面積是有多少呢？即是現在你初步有個，即有沒有一些研究是佔多少呢，那個面積。咁另外，譬如話，而家呢個工程其實都幾大型嘅。你哋嘅目標，如果係從研究到興建，你哋嘅目標會個時間會幾耐咧？我暫時問住呢個問題先，唔該。係啦，咁有請邊位部門政府部門回應？
係啊，多謝主席。咁我先就嗰個本身即係成個。運動場的可能有些設計、或者是跟即周邊那個即一些環境的配合那裡即去打一打先啦。咁呢就係啦，都多謝咁多位委員呢，即係去支持呢個項目啦。咁呢就其實呢，即係呢個項目呢，其實本身睇返呢，其實我哋都好著重佢嗰個設計呢，同埋嗰個同周邊嗰個環境嗰個配合嘅，即係所以喺個首先喺個佈局上面呢，即係我哋將佢喺一二期呢，將一啲比較高嘅一啲建築物呢，我哋擺返喺即係近黃竹坑嗰個商貿區嗰邊啦。咁另外呢，即係其實佢同周邊嗰個連接方面呢，就我哋都預計到呢，其實嗰個運動場呢，其實佢嚟緊呢，可能即係佢要啲行人嚟同個去使用呢一個運動場嘅話呢，可能佢哋都會去返啲地鐵站。咁其實而家最近嘅地鐵站呢，即係都係海洋公園站同埋黃竹坑站。咁咁佢哋喺兩個用地之間呢，其實我哋都將會呢，即係有一啲比較，即係有啲 landscape deck 咁樣嘅形式呢，去連接返佢兩個用地。咁另外呢，就本身個用地其實而家附近呢就有兩條天橋嘅，一條呢就係喺即係港嶺行嗰、那個醫院附近嗰條啦，咁另外一個呢就係去返黃竹坑商貿區嗰邊。咁喺將來呢個項目去做一啲詳細設計嘅時候呢，其實佢都會即係我哋都會考慮到呢，即係同呢啲本身嗰個行人嗰個連接嘅方面呢，就會做得好啲，即係結合埋一齊。咁另外呢，就其實躍動港島南呢辦事處呢，喺12月嘅時候呢，其實都開始做一個即係行人環境嘅研究。咁其實喺呢個即係18個月嘅研究入面呢，其實嚟緊都會考慮埋呢一個即係項目都會考慮喺裏面啦。咁喺嗰個呢個鄉業道嗰邊呢，其實點樣去改善翻嗰、那個，即係喺嗰個行人環境方面做得好啲咧。其實呢一方面咧，亦都會將呢個項目咧就考慮喺埋喺裏邊嘅嚇。咁咧就另外有一個即係關於話詳細嘅一啲即係可能設施裏邊有啲咩嘅，咁我交翻俾阿 Sophie 去講啦。咁咧就阿梁俊議員咧就頭先有講過話，即係嗰個公眾停車場嗰啲數目啦。咁其實我哋之前咧其實都回答過一個類似嘅問題。咁其實大致上咧呢一度嗰個停車場咧會有大概100-200個車位咁樣啦，即係詳細嚟講嗰個分布會係喺第一期同第二期，咁我哋都會喺翻即係詳細嗰個設計裏面咧就再去即係去研究。咁就業發街嗰個休憩用地會係啲咩嘅形式咧？咁其實我哋都即係希望咧，就係其實嗰個業發街嗰個到時騰空咗出嚟嗰個用地咧，係能夠俾到啲咧，即係配合翻即係而家商貿區嗰個環境嘅。因為我哋都係預計咧，嗰個可能會係一個即係可能靜態少少嘅休憩用地咧，俾翻啲可能當區可能工作啊，或者係行過嘅一啲市民咧，咁喺度咧，即係可能唞一唞啊，咁然後喺度咧可能欣賞下，即係做即係平時可以休息下咁樣樣，咁就變咗佢可能就唔會係一啲又好好多嗰啲即係康體設施嗰啲咁樣樣有好多活動嘅嘢嘅機械器械啊咁樣喺度嗰啲休憩用地嚟啦。咁就 我或者都俾阿 Sophie 再講講嗰個設施嗰啲分佈啊。
多謝主席同埋各位委員啦。咁至於頭先阿司馬文委員咧就講過，想我哋將有個 comparison table， 就將existing 同埋未來我哋會 provide 嗰啲 facilities 咧就詳列出嚟嘅。呢、這個我哋考慮可以再整合嘅。不過咧現階段咧似乎都有啲言之尚早，因為咧我哋而家話俾即係俾南區區議會睇到我哋呢一個擬議嘅發展範圍裏面所我哋。包括了的內容呢，其實是我們在康文署即經過一些研究啦，還有我們在自己討論商量之下呢，我們希望是這樣去提供給市民和在這個新的計劃裡面。而呢其實我們都還有一些考慮呢，就希望再加多一些康體的設施在裡面，現在我們積極在想的。所以呢我們如果有進一步詳細一些的資料呢，我們可以透過秘書處呢再給回議員參考的。我們這個我們會note了它，我們會留意，我們也都會知道司馬文先生的意見，就是首先想知道我們的 plan 裡面如果 interim 有一些原有的設施受影響了，我們有些什麼的措施可以令到我們的服務不會受那麼大影響，或者市民想做運動的時候沒有那麼大影響呢，這個我們明白的，我們都會 take note 這件事的。另外呢就剛才其實很大部分呢都William 都已經跟大家講了，我想說下接下來我們會做這個可行性研究啦，當然呢我們就會看一看我們現在在裡面那張菜單上面所想講的內容呢其實是不是擺得落曬，因為其實現在從來即未真的認真去畫個跡，是都未是知得很清楚。不過剛才呢阿梁議員都有問過，是不是所有球場呢都會有沒有一些 substandard 球場，有些不合乎國際標準的球場會在新的、重建項目出現呢，那是不會的。我們現在呢所提議的所有這些、球場呢都是合乎國際標準和比賽的標準的。因為我有講錯，請、地區經理幫我補充了。那另外呢就我們接下來的工作呢就會進行可行性研究啦，進行可行性研究之後呢其實呢我們都 都會聘請呢consultant， 即是會請設計公司幫我們研究這個整個工程的規劃是怎樣。我相信我們其實在我們的 project 裡面呢都要求了呢我們是想要一些比較新的 design， 而且會符合現在在黃竹坑這個 area 裡面的周邊環境的一些設計的。我相信呢到時呢有詳細設計時候呢我們都會再進一步向區議會即是去交代，所以我相信設計那裡我們都會交給顧問公司去研究的。我要補充的是這麼多。至於康體衛生署的設施就請有關同事再講講。
多謝主席，多謝各位會員。咁回應翻頭先林女士就住依、這個重置嘅已重置嘅長者健康中心同埋長者健康外展分隊辦事處嘅佔比面積同埋嗰個目標嗰個興建嘅時間咧，就作出一個回應。都正如頭先其他嘅同事講啦，咁嗰個詳細嘅設計啊、佔比面積嗰啲咧，都要有待日後去同各個相關部門去詳細研究嘅。咁但係我哋都會期望當嗰個長者健康中心咧去搬去一個已建嘅新嘅嗰個大樓之後咧，係可以有更加寬敞舒適嘅環境，係方便翻長者會員啦。他們的照顧者和輪椅使用者可以在中心裡面活動，亦希望可以有更多位置用作去儲存醫療記錄和電腦設施等等。另外物理治療師和職業治療師的診症室的面積亦都期望是可以有所增加，可以添置一些儀器和工具去為長者提供更加適切的服務的。那我的補充是這麼多。
好，麻煩梁俊議員。
多謝翻提問啦。咁頭先之前都有提過啦，即係好詳細嘅資料係未有嘅。但係咧，以而家咧，暫時我哋啦做嘅地區康健中心嚟講咧，我哋屬意嗰個作業樓面嘅面積咧，大概係 千平方米嘅，咁係方便翻啦，居民咧可以做翻嗰個啦，基層醫療啊，同埋復康嗰個嘅服務嘅。
好，唔該曬。咁有請梁俊議員啦。
多謝主席，大部分問題都得到解答啦。咁最主要我想講翻車位嗰度。停車場的設施，如果分開 Phase 1、2兩個不同的停車場，進入的出入口，我相信大家未定，但是定的時候呢請留意呢，有一個問題就是我們那裡交通情況呢，如果你定一個出入口是在連接一個大路的時候呢，咁啲人即係而家個海洋公園站之前出現嘅情況就係佢哋喺黃竹坑度排曬出去，而影響我哋嘅主要交通。咁如果呢個情況下冇得到充分嘅考慮呢，亦都可能會製造一啲交通上嘅我哋嘅擠塞嘅，因為嗰度亦都係我哋嘅主要幹道啦。而另一個問題呢，就係都希望大家去諗一諗，盡量真係將啲車位增多啦。我而家都未知你嘅車位點樣擺啊，路面定係一個 underground， 我都未知。咁但係點解有呢個因素呢？留意翻隔離嘅起緊住宅啦，而住宅嘅車位係嚴重不足嘅。咁而嗰度亦都係一啲尺價比較高嘅地方。咁亦都我唔排除會唔會有人係即係會司機車又好，乜車都好啦。咁擺曬度，其實根本上可能我哋使用呢啲設施嘅人用唔到，又或者會造成一個好大嘅擠塞。咁呢啲擠塞係我哋最驚見到，因為呢度一塞上面學校區啦，即係唔係好多私校嗰個黃竹坑入面啦，亦都會做出嚴重嘅擠塞。咁所以喺另外一方面，你哋如果起兩個停車場嘅時候咧，咁如果啲人見到呢個滿咗，係去另一個，然後另一個又滿，就不停咁樣兜圈咧，我都好擔心呢樣嘢嘅。所以個電子顯示啊，或者你哋兩個停車場入口點樣擺咧，都希望你哋進行真係詳細規劃嘅時候，都即係 mark 起佢啦，好唔好啊？多謝主席。
好，唔該，司馬文議員。
Yeah. Okay. So yeah. So we're happy with the excitement that exists. So let's just go forward. But I'm trying to figure out in Hong Kong where we have a similar complex of this size. It doesn't exist. The closest is the Kai Tak Sports Park. So we're going to basically get a mini Kai Tak Sports Park here in Wong Chuk Hang. Well, that's very exciting to me. That we're going to do that. But then to me, I have a few more thoughts about, okay, what are we actually going to get? Are we going to have sports events, like competitive sports events, which means rush traffic? You know, you're going to have this pills traffic then, rather than if it's just people doing fitness training, then it's usually just a flow of traffic that is quite general. But if it's an event, you're going to have event traffic. You're going to have a very different type of traffic management. So I think we need to be in our own heads very clear what this building is going to do. If it's events or training for people, is it going to be competitions? Is it going to be, is this entertainment? So I think we need to get some clarity in our own heads what we want this building to be. But I think it's in itself exciting. Then once we think about that, can we then also think about, okay, what other things might we want to be in there? A dart room, a snooker room, a billiard room, bowling. Like, if this is a sports center where people go, it's a sports complex, and I go to play some bowling and my friends and the other guys going to play soccer and we'll meet up at the bar, is there an F&B? Is there going to be a sports bar? But then it doesn't have to be a sports bar for the gym, it's a sports bar for the whole complex. So I think we need to... But it would be a pity if the whole building is just going to be sports facilities and a vending machine. You know, that would be such a shame. And the sports park, the Kai Tak Sports Park, I'm just looking at their website. You know, they have major venues, small venues, other features, commuting, accessibility. They have these main headings of what this whole is going to be, and they call it a park for all. Is this thing that we have in mind a sports center for all? Then that starts to drive a vision. So I think it's a pity to think of this as, oh, we're going to kill the space, so we can sell a site, and therefore we put them all in a building, and all the other government departments would also put things in this building, and this is a government complex, and it's the same thing as... whatever the Chek Chong Choi, you know, downstairs is the market, and upstairs is the community hall, and upstairs is another, you know, like that would be such a shame if this is just a government building with a collection of facilities. I think we have to really think of this. What could this be as a center for the Southern District? What do we want to put in there? What activity do we expect? And I think then we can have a very exciting proposition. So I hope we can switch the discussion. Thank you.
唔該。咁我哋部門嗰度有冇咩回應？
是，多謝主席，多謝委員。咁我諗我哋今日聽咗各位委員同埋主席嘅意見啦，我哋翻去會將啲意見咧整合啦，同埋睇下喺嚟緊我哋個可行性研究裏面咧，會有啲乜嘢可以即係加到落去啦。咁我哋到時就會再適時嘅時候，我哋會再嚟區議會度再做報告嘅。唔該曬，主席。
好啊，唔該。咁其實我哋大家嘅委員咧，都其實對呢個項目都非常之支持同埋興奮嘅。咁我哋好期待咧，即係呢一個項目咧，就喺設計上咧花多啲心思啦，新穎啲啦，同埋咧點樣係利用到我哋呢個一地多用咧，可以有啲創新啲嘅。運動啊，喺度，同埋咧就頭先你所講啦，咁都好希望我哋睇到呢個項目咧，就盡快推展，同埋做一啲設計啦。如果有一啲進展嘅設計咧，都希望真係盡快嚟到我哋區議會，再俾我哋去即係參考同埋諮詢嘅提意見嘅。好啊，唔該曬，咁我哋就結束呢個議程，唔該曬。